The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue visits Nebraska on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, we're looking forward to making our first road trip of the year this year for our team. It'll be a great experience for us, getting ready to getting the ability to play in a great venue, a lot of history and tradition at University of Nebraska, and playing a team that's going to be very hungry and ready to go out there and play some football and get a win. So we've got to come ready to play. It's a great challenge for us, and I know we're looking forward to Saturday.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mike DeFebo, CNHI.
Hey, Jeff. I kind of asked you a question along these lines yesterday, but I just want to follow up a little bit. It seems like you and Scott Frost are both coming into programs and trying to rebuild programs, and you're both looking to do it maybe with a similar formula with offensive football at the key of it. So far, how have you seen that identity pay off on the football field or in recruiting, and how important do you think it is to have an identity to a program when you're starting to build it?
Well, it's very important. I think probably each situation is always a little bit different. I know Scott had the ability to play at the program he's at, and it has a lot of history and a lot of tradition, and I know he wants to get it back to where it was at before, and I'm sure he can do that. And I know he, like everybody, wants to do it now, and sometimes it just takes a little bit longer than you think, but it'll happen, and I know he can get that done. For us, you know, we do think we have to do things a little bit different here and utilize the talent we have to the best of our ability and try to just find ways to win each week and bring some excitement to the game and have some fun with it. And at the same time, every year is different. You got new players that are coming in. You got to get them accustomed to playing out there on the field and understanding what you're doing, but knowing how to do the small things. And it is important to continue to recruit well and sell your program and what you can do for them. And whether it's early playing time and the ability to showcase their talents in a certain offense where that, you know, that may utilize them a little bit more than another one, those things are all important. And I know, you know, he's going to do the same thing and sell what his strength is, and I'm sure he'll get that program turned around very fast.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Mike Carmen Lafayette, Journal and Courier.
Jeff, we talked to you yesterday about Rondell Moore, and the question I wanted to ask you today, how much having Rondell has maybe allowed you to go a little bit deeper in your playbook?
You know, it's important when you have a guy like that that you get him plenty of touches. So, yes, every week we want to figure out things that we do that can get it to him, but also what can we do new that can get him the ball. And sometimes that's up the field deep, but sometimes it's, hey, let's get it to him behind the line of scrimmage or get it to him real quick so he can do his thing before the defender gets on him. And that's kind of the constant battle we have every week, is just making sure we do that, but yet not overutilize him and not force him the ball too much. It's going to wear him down and get him beat up. And I think we have other players that can complement him very well. So, you know, he's fit in extremely well. I think his work ethic and his approach to the game is as good as it gets. And he wants the ball and wants to have success, but he wants to win as well. So whatever it takes to win, he's willing to do. And that makes it very easy to coach a young man like that.
How much has he changed your play calling in general?
Well, you know, it's always going to adapt to who we have. And I think with him, you know, he's such a special guy. You do want to get it to him behind the line of scrimmage some. You do want to throw it to him quick some. You do want to hit him on some screens. And then you want to utilize him deep. And I think it's important that he's in the slot. Maybe he's in the backfield some. Maybe he's split out wide. As long as he can handle all that. So, yes, it's always going to change it to a certain degree, but we're always willing to be creative and figure out things. And just like every week, we're trying to do that this week and try to get a couple different wrinkles to get him the ball differently. So hopefully the team has him prepared for it.
And just one more for me. When you were playing quarterback, whatever level it was, who was your Rondell Moore?
Well, if my brother asked, he would want me to say Greg Brohm. Let me think about that. You know what? You know, I don't know if there was a set one go-to guy. I know I played with some good tight ends that came through for me. I know I had good running back in Ralph Dawkins in college. That was a guy that was a great running back and receiver out of the backfield. But you know what? We had a good list of them. I don't know if I had anybody quite as talented as a Rondale Moore, though.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
And again, if you have a question, simply press star one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.